USA Radio News.
A Colorado man faces three counts of murder after his pregnant wife and two young daughters disappeared earlier this week. Chris Watts was taken into custody Wednesday and was charged with the three murders today. Colorado Bureau of Investigation Director John Camper spoke earlier today at a news conference.
At this point, we have been able to recover a body that we're quite certain is Shanann Watts' body. We have strong reason to believe that we know where the bodies of the children are, and recovery efforts are in process on that.
Music legend Aretha Franklin passed away today at the age of 76 years old. She was suffering from pancreatic cancer. Sarah Dash is a member of LaBelle and says how people should remember Franklin.
As a child of God, as one who had the best voice ever in the world, she reigned in her vocal ability.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
First-time jobless claims for unemployment benefits are down. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Labor Department reporting that about 212,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, about 2,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. The biggest increase in claims in Pennsylvania, California, and Oregon. The biggest declines in claims were in Kentucky, Arizona, and New Hampshire.
California has a new mandate that requires new homes to be equipped with solar panels. Now, many people are saying that this will actually cost homeowners money and not save them money, like the state of California has initially said. Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She explains what California lawmakers really are trying to do here.
Well, exactly right. You know, bureaucrats don't care about costs. They only care about purported benefits, especially is true when it comes to these narrowly targeted energy policies in California.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A new study out from the University of Maryland suggests that 2017 was the third consecutive year that the number of terror attacks around the world and deaths caused by them have dropped. So far, 2018 looks to be on track to be lower still. Aaron Cohen is a counterterrorism expert and former member of the Israeli Defense Force. He talked about the new way that Al-Qaeda and ISIS is trying to attack us.
Terror groups today are going underground. They're not going to be fighting it in the streets of Iraq and Syria like we saw with ISIS. And we did a great job over there when President Trump came into power by unleashing our forces. But now we're going to start to see a resurgence. But this is all going to get done quietly through what I've been calling nomad terror groups, or groups that can operate individually quietly.
Cohen was next asked how social media and technology are changing the way terrorists attack us.
Electronic warfare, which we have used for years in order to be able to thwart various attacks from China and other countries who've tried to infiltrate us through the web, terror organizations are exploiting that as well. They're using it for recruiting. They're using it for training. They're using it to further indoctrinate potential recruits into joining their organization. And so the Internet allows this reemerging Al-Qaeda, or let's call it Al-Qaeda 2.0, if you will.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.